No, it's off again.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people out there that I love so much. If there are any technical problems, somebody text me right now. I'm telling you. The universe is trying to tell me something. Let's see. What is it? Oh, be my own creator. Okay, I connect with everything easily and joyfully and clearly. Okay, there we go. All right, so today I want to go over the basics. We have a lot of new callers, and I just want to go over the basics really quickly. Everything is energy. Energy is neutral. If you have any belief that there's evil energy out there to get you, lose it now. Not true. Energy is neutral. It becomes positive or negative with our direction, because energy must have a direction in order to take physical form. If you want ice, you have to direct the water into the tray into the freezer, okay? Every part of energy needs a direction. So whether you are doing it consciously or unconsciously, you are giving energy direction. How? Through what you think, what you feel, and what you believe. The more consciously you can choose your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs to match what you want, the more you get it. The easiest way to say that is, if you want something, love it more. Because love is the greatest, grandest tool of creation that we have to work with. Love yourself so much that you cannot love other people. So I've already created the next webinar because I am determined and I am committed to bringing in all information about, now this is the interesting part, when I titled it, it was the ultimate information on creating a healthy body. And they said, no, you can't use the word healthy. Okay, why not? Because when you say healthy, people subconsciously go to fixing whatever needs to be fixed. So it ended up being the ultimate inflow information on creating a well body. So that's what it's on. It's going to be on September 20th. I have to do this. I am choosing to do this. I am committing to do this. And as soon as I did this, somebody sent me an excerpt from an Abraham Hicks thing where she's talking about everybody believes you have to decline to make your transition, that we have to decline at the end of our time, that the older we get, the more we have to decline. It's not true, unless, of course, you believe it is. So they said, you know how Esther's creating it? Every day, happy, healthy, dead. And that just, I cracked up laughing. That's what my intention is. To the last moment before I make my transition, happy and healthy. Isn't that what we want? Yes, but is that what we believe? No. And again, especially in this country with big business and the pharmaceutical companies, indoctrinated into focusing on sickness. Okay? So right now, the channel wants you to know, all of us, that the biggest thing we have to get into place, and I would like you all to do this right now and before the webinar, is the core belief number one, which is I can never be God. If you believe that you can never be the God of your well body, then we're stopped in our tracks right there. So we are all coming together to claim, which means direct the energy. I am the powerful God of me right now. Always have been, always will be, and am in this moment of now. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. If that is not in place, we are betraying ourselves. And if we betray ourselves, the God of us must betray us also, because we are the powerful God of ourselves. So we're working together to create this in this moment of now. Okay, so I want to focus again, like we did last week, on what you have to do to get what you want. The first thing is, be very clear about what it is you want. So everybody do that right now. If I answered it for you last week, tell me as soon as you come on, and then give me your question if we're going somewhere else. Okay? But I'd like to get through as many callers as we can. So everybody, get on your marks. Get ready. I can go to the callers. Yes. All right. We are off and running. Hold on. Johanna in Florida, you're up.
Hi, Dee. Thanks so much. I did talk with you last week.
Okay.
I wanted to share a kind of a win, a wonderful thing that happened.
Great.
I've been noticing that my energy, that I have this big no and this big I can't. And then I also have flow. And this morning, I've been doing this thing around creating income. And anyway, I drove Uber, and I loved it. I can't believe it. And I made a bunch of money.
Great.
What I loved about it was I loved people, and I got to help people start their day. And I said a prayer for each one, and I felt like I had a purpose. And that's what I really want, is to feel like I make a difference.
Yeah, don't we all, honey?
And so it was just so interesting. So I'll just stop there. And the two things, you know, there's that young man that is a big part of my life that's passed away. And I keep getting no about going to Santa Fe for his memorial. And I just want some confirmation on that.
That's not making you happy not to go. So why would you not go? Let me ask you that. Guy, you make it so hard, guys. Does it feel... Hold on.
Okay.
Does it feel more like love to go? Or does it feel more like love not to go? Come on, you know. What does it feel like?
It feels more like love to go. And what's stopping me is I the energy and money. It's all about energy and money. And so, yeah.
Okay. And that's not true. They want you to know that's not true. It's the resistance of choosing to do what you want to do that makes you happy, that's making you tired and less energetic.
Well, and not having the funds to do it.
Okay, well, go drive some more.
Okay. And then,
see, when I say you've asked that you've asked for more money,
yes.
You don't even know how much that trip's going to cost. Start asking, how can I create the money? How can I do this more affordably? Is there somebody that I could stay with? Start asking that instead of going, oh, well, I don't have.
Well, that's exactly perfect.
Okay. Well, you know this. You know this stuff. No, you know how to do this stuff, Johanna. And you need to start doing it on your own, you guys.
More. Yeah.
You've got to live it, not talk about it and just know it. You've got to live it. Okay?
Okay, and then I have one more quick thing.
All right,
about
quickly, honey. Quickly.
HOA, the HOA at my house. How to clear the energy with that. I mean, I have...
We don't clear energy. We haven't been clearing energy for 10 years, you guys.
Direct the energy.
Thank you. You can't clear energy. Now, some people use those terms to redirect energy, but energy is always present. That's all there is energy. Again, when I say you have directed clearly what you want, it goes right to no.
Okay.
You're focused on, again, how can I fix it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The history.
Well, by the very definition, history is shit from the past.
Exactly.
You create in this moment right now. So get clear about what you want, feel love, and start creating it. Okay? All right.
Thank you, Dee.
Yes, I know. My Baptist preacher's out already. Joy in Cape Cod, you're on.
Hi. I saw you on Next Level Soul, and it was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
Thank you, Joy. I have gotten so much response from that. Crazy.
It was beautiful. I got to know you. And then when you did the process with him, what was up for him, I wrote down my process. I asked a question. I got an answer. I mean, I think I got other answers, too, and it was all about health. But it was the most wonderful thing I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Joy.
I mean, you know who you were from the beginning. I've known you for years, but I didn't know you. I mean, I can't say enough about it. I really can't. And that it got me to write something down and do something.
Well, good. Keep doing it, will you?
I certainly will. I certainly will. And I want to thank you. It took me. I fought it for a long time.
Yes, you did, as we all do. And then one day we wake up and we go, oh, my God, this is easy. Maybe I should start doing it. Well, good. Thank you, Joy. And I'm sure it's still available if people want to watch it.
Oh, yes. On YouTube all the time. If you just look it up.
Next Level Soul. Alex.
Next Level beautiful soul, Alex Ferrari.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Joy. Appreciate
it,
sweetheart. Thank you. Oh, what a nice call to get. All right, Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Could you please tell me what I need to know?
Yes, to get what you want. So what do you want? You see, you don't know.
Well,
oh, my God. Okay, well, pick one. Pick the biggest one.
Joy in my work.
Okay, well, that's a choice. Right. If you don't like what you're doing, choose to like it or go do something else, Kathy.
Okay.
Okay, so right away they're saying the reason you're not getting what you want is because you keep telling your old stories. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. Okay, it's core belief 3. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. But interesting, they're saying, I don't think I have enough joy to do this. I don't have enough joy to be joyful. Everybody listen to that. I don't have enough joy to be, feel joyful. Comes right from your mother, by the way.
Absolutely.
Something she modeled for you. All right, so the channel wants to know, do you want to keep living her story, or do you want to be the powerful God of you and create yourself as joyful?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what you need to start directing. Not, you see, if you keep asking, why am I not joyful? Why do I not feel joyful at work? Your brain thinks in pictures. You're going to see more lack of joy. Your body's going to respond, and you will never get what you want. It's an oxymoron to your mind. I know, because your mind wants to question and doubt. If you want to be more joyful, you get up every morning, direct your heart to open, your chakras to open, your heart line to straighten. And you say, today, I choose joy. That's who I am. I experience joy in every moment I create today. And you're not doing that, are you, Kath?
No.
Okay. You guys, you have all the tools. You think you're using them, and you're not. So let's hold the intention of becoming very, very, very conscious today, exactly what we want and directing it with love to be manifested right now in this moment. So go to your love place, Kathy.
Yes.
Okay. Can you feel joy?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, come on. It took you that long in your love place?
Well, no, it didn't take me that long. It's just there was such tears that were trying to come too, so I was trying to be able to say it.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. Because again, guys, if you want to get to a higher vibration, go to your love place. You cannot scientifically hold two places of focus at one time. So it's either going to be love or it's going to be a lower vibration. Do you understand?
Yes, it just surprised me when all of a sudden I just wanted to burst out in tears.
Hey, welcome to my life. That's why I'm an actress. If I want to cry on screen, and this is what I taught in my acting studio. Look, everything in life is about love, wanting love, the lack of love, the loss of love, the desire for love, everything. When we get fearful in a scene, for example, it's something about love is being ripped from us. And life, as you know, acting is just a microcosm of life. Okay? Choose love. Go to love. That's why loving yourself is so vitally important. All right, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. No. Okay, we're going to Charlene in California.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, baby cakes. What's up?
Hi. Hi. I just am calling in for the question, what's keeping me from getting what I want?
How can I get what
I
want?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you see the difference in how I rephrase the question?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you're saying, if you put into the computer, what's keeping me from getting the answer I want, the computer's never going to find the answer, is it?
No.
How can I find the answer to, then you'll get somewhere. Okay, so how can you get what you want? Sheets. Book. Give me a song, beautiful. Any song that pops in.
This is odd. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Okay. Welcome to your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Monday, they're saying, represents new beginnings, like the beginning of the week, the beginning of creating in that week what we want. Okay, there's a belief, it's from your mother, that you can't get what you want.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Did she model that for you? Because I don't know any parents that, I mean, my parents modeled not getting what they wanted while they told me I could get everything I want.
Okay, my mother actually verbally said I could never, you know, she just found out she was saying this to one of my sisters, too, that I connected with. No one will ever want you. You'll never get married. No one would ever put up with you.
Hey, so Charlene, you picked her. You picked her so you could learn what you don't want.
Right.
So you've got to start. If you want to get what you want in anything you're creating, I'm the creation of me. I pick me. Pick me. I value who I am. I know my own magnificence. And then I allow the rest of the world to share that knowing with me. Because if you keep that belief alive from your mom, how could you ever create everything you want or anything you want to the degree you want it?
Right.
Okay? So I'd start working with your little girl, help her to understand you love her and you understand why she has that belief from your childhood. But would she please trust you now because you want to teach her a much more powerful belief? And then the two of you can work together to get what you want.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I do. And can I ask one quick question?
Yes.
I have an opportunity to, speaking of new beginnings, to move to Florida where I would basically be inheriting a condo. I'm in California, and I love California, but I don't own anything here. So it's really a strange thing because I love California, but I just don't. I'm really
so
torn.
Charlene, no, not the direction that's going to get you what you want.
No, and I'm saying what I want, which is, you know, a home in California, and I'm listening
to... Okay, why don't you sell that condo and buy something here?
It wouldn't afford that. So price difference.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Because I've checked.
You know, Charlene, my pendulum goes right to no. Look, this is how it works. You have a belief, you're never going to get what you want. You believe it's not possible to afford a home in California. So every action you take, the world's computer will give you back those beliefs. It's not possible. It's not possible. So everywhere you look will be too much money. You've got to start saying, this is what I'm creating. How can I?
Okay. That's what I've been saying.
Nope. Sorry. Goes right to no. You automatically said to me, yeah, well, it's not possible. That's what you said. Do you remember?
Well, yeah, with what I've checked, yeah.
With what you've checked. But what you've checked came from the belief that it's not possible.
Okay.
So that's the proof you keep digging up. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I want you guys to get clear. You think, and I'm talking to me too. I catch me doing it too. We think we know it and understand it, and we fall out in the practice of it. So now we're all coming around into agreement. We all follow through. We know it, we understand it, and we live it. If we find ourselves going, yeah, well, it's not possible, we stop and we go, well, that's BS. If I'm the powerful God of me that creates me, am I creating possible or impossible? What's going to give me what I want? Okay?
Yes.
I'm telling you, when my daughter and her husband were looking for a home, we kept running into, yeah, but you have to have this, yeah, but you have to have that. And she said, Mom, we don't have that extra money. I said, let's start asking how we can create it. And we found a realtor. Yes, I had to take out a certain amount of money to help them qualify, which she figured out a way for me to get paid back within the next month.
Wow.
Yeah. But if we had not believed in ourselves, the world could not come through for us.
Right.
Okay. They're still saying, sell the condo in Florida. You don't want to live there. But you knew that. Okay.
Yes, I did. Okay. Thank you, Dee. I appreciate it.
You bet. Love you. Okay, I heard you, Charlene. Thank you. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
This show is so good. It's so clarifying, and thank you. Thank you, everybody, because it's brought something for me. So it's super helpful.
Great. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you.
Is that what you're calling for?
I'm calling for what I can do to, you know, get what I want. But I want to also confirm that I'm moving in that direction with, you know, I've got this new financial advisor, which I feel really good about. And I just wanted to confirm, you know, just for me, you know, just to keep the ball rolling.
Yes, I get a yes on that. I guess I get that they're serving you well. And
wonderful.
What you want to get into alignment, because they want you to very carefully feel what happens inside you when I say that. Everything is in place for your good to blow wide open.
Fantastic.
Okay, and the core belief that they took me through for you to align to get everything you want is, I'm scared to death to be here. And here is getting everything you want easily.
Mm-hmm. I've got to say that I've been waking up with so much anxiety, like before, you know, dark. It's still dark because I'm feeling afraid and kind of terrified. Yeah. And I know all these changes are on the horizon, and
it's just an old pattern.
Yeah, they are good. They are good.
They're all good, and you have to consciously now choose to, when you wake up like that, go, well, that's not going to get me what I want. I got to be excited
exactly.
about all this stuff. Where's my love place? Wow, that's what it feels like when I create everything I want.
And I'm also, because I did the IDF patterns for my mother, father, and the positive is the universe, energy, all energy supports me, and I'm always moving forward easily and happily. So I constantly say that, feel that, you know, live it.
And it's all joyful. Add that,
joyful.
Will you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because now we've got.
I actually did add it today.
Good. Good. Well, see, you're right on. You're getting it all.
I'm so glad.
Because you don't want to be scared to death to be here. You want to be jubilantly happy to be here creating and getting everything you want.
Yes.
Okay?
And my next big thing is moving to a wonderful house, which is out there, and I'm asking the universe to show me where you are. Tell me where you are. I'm ready.
Okay. Magnetize it to you.
And by loving it.
Yeah. And clearly knowing what you want.
I know what I want.
I get a yes on that. Now know it's possible and know that it feels like a lot of love and joy.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I feel so good talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, you guys are so funny. I love you. Kate in Washington, you're on.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What can I do for you?
I would like to know what I need to realize. What I need to know, like I've always, from your show, I say, I know and I'm clear, but there's something, what a belief in there that is preventing that from coming in, or I don't know what's going on with that belief. I know and I'm clear.
Okay, it's the but.
Uh-huh.
I say I know and I'm clear, but I'm not. That's what you just said to me in a much shorter way. I'm
so
expressing
what is
it.
Behind that? Yes, I know that. So what is my why? What is the belief behind
that? The belief is that there's a but there. That you don't
and
know.
What is that come from?
Actually, it comes from your mom and your dad. And a lot of past lives, by the way.
Woo, yes, thanks.
So it's time to put the, I know, and I'm clear. And I have to be know, I have to know and be clear, because that's what I'm directing.
Ah, got it.
Okay. Guys, when you direct energy, energy must follow direction. So if you're going, I know and I'm clear, but there's still something there I don't know and I'm not clear about. The universe goes, well, I don't know freaking if they want ice or not. Back to my earlier, you know.
Right.
So you either know or you don't know. You're either clear or you're not clear. And I want to teach this. You have to claim it to create it. So go to your love place, Kate.
Yeah, warmth. I feel warm.
That's what I know and I'm clear feels like. Joy, love,
mm-hmm.
warmth, happiness. Okay, now they want to give you a core belief also. Okay, hold on. This is a weird one, Julie Jordan. Grades, age. Okay. There's something about money that keeps you from the creation of you knowing and being clear.
Ooh.
So when I say it's a true statement that you feel like you have to have more money to know and be clear that you are the powerful creator of you, I get a yes.
Interesting.
So how did your mom and dad show you that a lack of money equaled a lack of their creation?
Wow. Maybe education, not have a bachelor's degree, but not getting a higher degree, or not. My mom loved her career. My dad did not love his career. And those are the two things that pop in. Not doing the work you really want to do.
Okay. So who's a choice of doing the work you want to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I create the work I want to do.
Uh-huh. Okay. And who creates loving it and accepting it and committing to it?
Yeah, it all starts with me.
You bet. And yet, you're looking for an answer outside of yourself. Guys, there are no answers outside of you. There are no answers outside of you. Quit looking to somebody else to save you. They are waiting for you to create yourself so that they can respond to that. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's good. I never connected it with money, I guess.
Well, and money also equals...
making sense. Yeah.
Kate, money in our world also equals I've got my master's degree. I've got my doctorate degree. I've gone as far as I can go. I'm as successful as I am, as I can be. Okay? You've got to know you are before you experience you are. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I have to choose and be clear about the direction of what I want and then choose the beliefs, the feelings, and the thoughts that support only that positive. And why can't I is not one of those thoughts. Okay, got it?
Got it.
Okay, thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I would listen to this one two or three times, guys. Dumari, what the hell? How are you, dude?
Hello, hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, nice to hear from you, sweetheart. What's up?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I watched you at Next Level Soul, and I loved it, and I'm so happy that more people are getting to know about your work because it is so powerful.
Thank you. Thank you for watching and those kind words.
Yeah.
What can I answer for you today?
Okay. Yeah. So I watched the episode, your last episode as well. So I am creating $60,000 from joyful sources, including my work, by the end of September. How can I get what I want?
Okay. I want everybody to see how clear she was and how she stated that. Okay, sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in, please.
Because I'm happy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That
Some
one.
Reason you are not happy. Hold on. They're talking to me. It's about you not thinking that you don't deserve it that easily. So who taught
okay.
you? It's actually, they're saying, in your whole culture.
Yes.
This work ethic that can be positive, except that in your understanding, if you don't work really, 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 really hard, you're not worthwhile in getting what you want.
Yeah.
So can you choose that creation is easy? And sure, you're willing to take action in the creation of what you want.
So
and in that creation is ease and flow and joy.
Yeah.
So can you see where maybe you got that?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely see it. So then what I'm hearing you saying is that my focus should be on this is easy. It's just easy for me. I'll keep doing
yeah.
the work, but it's easy. I love doing what I'm doing. It's just that the flow of the money has not been what I
yeah,
have
because
decided.
You need
so I want
you
to
need
ease.
Because you believe you have to make it harder, and that makes it more mm-hmm. valuable.
Okay, yeah, I'm done with that.
It's like, you know, all the actors that would come out and study with me from New York. Well, I know I'll probably have to wait tables for 5 years. Why?
Yeah.
Who taught you that? Well, you know, I mean, you got to pay your dues. And you could hear the pride in their voice when they talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. I don't have 5 more years to create what I want. I'm creating it now.
So the every morning I have been saying to myself, my presence is a gift. Just my presence is a gift. I
yeah.
deserve what I want just because I'm here and I am a gift.
Yes. Can you add the word easily to that? That's
oh,
what trips
okay.
you up. What trips you up
okay.
is it's got to be a struggle and then it's worth it. It's got to be a struggle and then you're worth it.
Okay.
And if there is that underlying belief that it's got to be hard and it's got to be a struggle, that's going to keep it from being manifested right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarity. I'm
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, I know you are. Thank you. It's lovely to hear from you again, sweetheart.
Oh,
bye.
I
love you too. All right. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Okay.
Hi, babe.
How can I get what I want? I'm creating joyful, respectful relationships.
Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
Jaws popped in.
Hey, well, there's your answer right there. So who are you fighting? What is the shark in the water represent? What's the fear? Come on, you know.
What's coming to me is getting everything I want.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Kind of got a theme going here, don't we? Don't you all know by now you're supposed to get what you want? All the people that taught you you're not were wrong. Let's all come forward and just direct ourselves to accept that I am, they never use this word, so I'm surprised. I am destined to get everything I want. That's why I'm here, to joyfully, with love, give me everything I want. Just like I want to give my kids everything they want. I want to give that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, wow. I felt that. Really felt that.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt you feeling that. Is there anything higher? No. So that's kind of going through everybody today. I'm supposed to have it, guys. I'm supposed to have it, universe. Bring it on. You're my partner. Let's go. Okay?
Can I, just in the relationship, my primary relationship, am I,
yeah.
I power versus force keeps, am I forcing something that isn't meant to be? And I know that's probably.
That's not the right question. You see, special, loving, beautiful relationship with lots of people is meant to be.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
You understand? Of course that's meant to be.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
The reason you're forcing it instead of powerfully creating it is this belief, am I really supposed to have it? Of course you're, all right, Christ said, I want to give you all the desires of your heart. Can you be your own Christ? I want to give you, Diana, and everybody, put your own name in there. I am the powerful God of me on this plane. I want to give you, put your name in, all the desires of your heart. Right now, in flow, easily and joyfully, with divine love. We've claimed it. That's our direction. I want you to start seeing results in your lives.
Yes.
Okay? And so it
Will
is.
Do.
Thank
do.
You. Thank you,
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
Yep. Oh, gosh. Hold on. Okay, Susan, quickly.
Quickly, yes.
Yes.
I new thing. I tweaked your wording. I open my heart front and back and harmonize it with my whole brain now.
Okay, works for you. That's good.
Yeah. I also came up with stop waiting, start creating.
Well, I've been saying that forever, babe. I've got a magnet on my...
Yeah.
Actually, okay. I say don't wait, create. Same thing.
Right.
Didn't you make those magnets for me for Creation Station 1 year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have
All right.
I will email you. I will email you with amazing things.
Okay, Susan. And...
Yes.
It's not about the words. It's about the action.
And feeling.
Okay?
And feeling.
Well,
yes.
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 That's
understand.
What I'm. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, baby.
You'll hear from me. I love you.
Okay. I love
Thank
you, too.
You.
You're welcome. We have time for Zoe in Pennsylvania. One more. Let's go. What's up?
I had the question. How can I get what I want?
Okay. We're going to the sheets. This sheet. No. This sheet here. 1 through 5. 1, 2. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. What do you want, Zoe?
I want a successful dormant business and to travel with my spouse with financial flow and ease.
Okay. Before you even got the words out, it went to no. So that begs the highest question. Oh, this is great, you guys. Why do I not want what I think I want? Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Beautiful Morning.
Okay. Oh, my God, I need the words. Hold on. Boy, I hope we don't run out of time here. Hold on. words to It's a Beautiful Morning. Well, they want to play it for me. I don't want you to play it. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to get it through Siri. Okay. Hold on. Can I get through it another way? Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. I'm afraid. Frida. Okay. Is all about freedom. Right? That's really what she stood for, is the expression of freedom. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah, that's where we're going. Okay. So you have, Zoe, and this is for everybody, a fear of freedom. And you have a fear of freedom, they're saying, because you're in fear that you will misuse that freedom. I am afraid if I'm free and I get everything I want, I will not create it well. Do you understand? I'm afraid I'll mess it up. Zoe, are you with me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Were your grandparents a big influence in your life?
Yes.
Okay, that's where this comes from. Oh, my gosh. They're just showing me Hitler and the Jews came forward for their own freedom and got slaughtered in the camps. Okay, now they're showing me Christ. Christ spoke of love. He got crucified, right? So when we move forward in our freedom and expansion and knowing that we are the powerful gods of who we are, the people who had the belief, and this goes back to the mother-father lineage beliefs, guys, from the beginning of time, if I have too much freedom like Eve, I screw it up. Something negative happens to me when I embrace that much freedom. Now, you are the powerful gods of you that direct what you get from directing your freedom. When I get everything I want, it's joyful. I'm safe. I'm secure in this world. The whole world showers me with joy and love when I create what I want, and I receive it with an open heart and divine love, and so it is. Got it?
Ooh, I felt that, yes.
Yeah, I felt it too. What a perfect wrap-up to the show, Zoe. Deep gratitude for bringing that one in. Yeah, so not only do we have to know what we want, then we create what we want, then we know we're safe to receive what we want because we're the ones that create it that way. Of everything that we got to in this amazing show, we invoke the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Let's all say it together. Come on. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.